In Parashat Kedushim, the Pasuk says, Lo tochlu al adam. The Gemara in Baruchot Gemara Doresh from this Pasuk that there is Isur for a person to eat and to drink before he is praying to Hashem. And the Gemara says like this, the Gemara in Daf Yud Amud Bet and the Gemara in Baruchot, Amar Rabbi Yosi Amar Rabbi Chanina B'Shem Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov, Mai Dichtiv Lo Tochlu Al Adam, Lo Tochlu Kodem Shetitpalu Lo Al Davchem. You can't eat before you pray. And then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Yochanan Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina B'Shem Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov, Kol Ha'Ochel V'Shoteh V'Achakach Mitpalel, Alav HaKatuv Omer Be'Oti Yishlachta Acharei Gavecha. Al Tikri Gavecha Ele Ge'echa. אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא לאחר שנתגעה זה קיבל עליו עוד מלכות שמיים. Basically, the Chazal says, if the person is going to take care of himself and is going to eat and drink before he's going to pray to הקדוש ברוך הוא in the morning, so then הקדוש ברוך הוא כביכול says, this guy is first take care of himself and he think that he is the center of the... he's take care of his ego center before he's starting to pray and ask from me to give him health and to give him parnasa and so and so. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if that's what the guy do, let him take care of himself. Because of this, the Chazal says that the person is not allowed to eat and drink before his prayer in the morning. So the question is, how far this Isur is going? And if really this Isur is the Oraita or the Rabbanan, this we're going to see if there is nafkaminot. And what's basically the Isur because of what? If we're going to see, if we're going to look in the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to told, what do you mean? You go in and take care of yourself before you mekabel ol malchut shamayim? So seems like from this line of the Gemara, the Isur is to eat and drink before Kriyat Shema. So if the person is going to say to himself, okay, if that's the problem, I'm going to read Kriyat Shema first, and then I'm going to eat and drink, and I'm going to go pray later. So the Mishnah Berura says that because of the Gemara bring another concept, the Gemara says, Lo tochlu al adam, lo tochlu kodem shitpalelu al dimchem, the Mishnah Berura in Siman Peitet says that you see from here that the real Isur is also because of the Tefillah. So it's true. If you're gonna read Kriyat Shema before, it helps. But it doesn't help for the second reason of the Gemara says that the Isur of Lo Tochlu Al Adam. So that's why the Kriyat Shema doesn't help for eating and drinking before you pray Shachrit. So now the question is, if this Isur is the Oraita or the Rabbanan? If this Isur is the Oraita, so we think, if it's going to be because of Kriyat Shema, so for sure it's the Oraita. But Kriyat Shema you can take care of with reading Kriyat Shema before. That's not going to be an issue. But there is, even if we're going to say that the problem is because Tefillah, still there is big machloket Rishonim, if Tefillah is Chiyuv Midoraita or Midorabanan. If it's Chiyuv Midoraita, like the Rambam says in Hilchot Brachot, the Hilchot Tefillah, and the rest of the Rishonim, that's how it seems like from the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kufav, Sif Bet, that's the Chiyuv Tefillah is Midoraita. So then we're handling over here with Isur Deoraita, and Lav Midoraita is really Lav Deoraita, that maybe we're going to see that there is Malkot on this Lav, and we're handling with a big... with a big issue. All right. So the Ra'a and Chidushim and Chidushav and Brachot and Masechet Brachot, he says on this Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosi Amar Rabbi Chanina, Ma'ay Dichtiv Lo Tochlu Al Adam, Lo Tochlu Kodem Shetitpalelu Al Dimchem. So he says Pirush V'Tefillah V'Day De'Oraita. So he's right away bring the concept of Tefillah Deoraita, and he says over here you're dealing with the Deoraita Isur. And not only that, and he says that the read Tefillah is every day is Deoraita, not the three Tefillah that we pray every day, This is the Rabbanan, but the tefillah, at least one tefillah a day, is the Oraita. That's because the Pasuk says, La'ava et Hashem Elokechem ulovdo b'chol ha'orchem, and the Gemara in Ta'ani, the Gemara Dores, the Gemara says, Ezir avodah shebalev, zu tefillah. And he says, the really is that you should be lokeh also on this love. Is love d'oraita, tefillah d'oraita, the Pasuk says, lo tochlu al adam. So is love d'oraita, and he says, the reason why we're not lokeh on this love, we're not getting malkot, is because that there is another few drashot that we learn from this Pasuk, like the Rashi and the Pasuk says on the Parashat HaShavua, Rashi says, l'arbe panim nidrash. There is another different halachot that we learn from this Pasuk, that the halacha of ochel ever min achai, and that you can eat before basar kodeshim ad sheyizarek adam, and different halachot that we learn from this pasuk. So that's why it's called lav shebachlalot. Lav shebachlalot en lokim alav. But besides of that, that is isur d'oraita, and we have a lav d'oraita too. And that's also clearly in the Sefer Chinuch. Also, he says in our parasha. He says, "Lo tochlu al adam," and we learn different drashot from this pasuk. And one of the drashot he says is "Shelo itom klum kodem sheitpalel." This is also to taste anything before tefillah. And the Minchat Chinuch and this Chinuch says clearly, you see from the Sefer Chinuch that this is d'oraita, and the Sefer Chinuch going to is what is shita that is pasuk like the Rambam. That tefillah every day is also the oraita. And the Minchat Chinuch is continuing. He says that from the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonan Brachot and many, many more Rishonim, you see that this drasha, this pasuk, is only a smachta be'alma. It's not isur d'oraita. Besides of that many, many of the Rishonim, and the majority of the Rishonim hold that Chiyuv Tefillah is only Mid Rabbanan, so then we already handling with only Tefillah de Rabbanan. So how could it be that Isur is going to be Isur d'Oraita and Tefillah de Rabbanan? That's first of all. And it says also that the drasha of this Pasuk, like we mentioned before, we learned this from this drasha many more halachot. So that's obviously is only going to be asmachta be'alma for all these halachot, and so too for our halacha of that you can taste and you can drink anything before the tefillah. And it says that's so. Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah clearly says that is asmachta be'alma with the Rabbanan, and that's so too the Ritva and the Meiri and that Arosh, and more than that the Achonim. Says that even l'shitat Rambam, that the Rambam really all that tefillah is d'oraita, and he says in Sefer HaMitzvot, he says that the drasha of lo tochlu al adam is lav shebachlalot en lokim alav. So seems like he says that lav shebachlalot en lokim alav, the reason why we're not okay is because lav shebachlalot. Besides of if not because of this reason, you're gonna be okay on this lav. So seems like clearly the Rambam says, okay, we're dealing over here only with the oraita. Tefillah is the oraita, the lav is the oraita, everything is the oraita. But the Poskim says, because we see that Rambam in Ilchot Tefillah, Perek Vav Alacha Daled, when the Rambam mentioned this concept of that you can eat before the tefillah, the Rambam over there didn't say that this is Isur that we learn from this lav of Lo Tochlu Al Adam. And also in Purusha Mishnayot, also the same thing is Midyak from the Rambam. So that's why the Achonim wants to say that even Shitat Rambam is not that this Isur should be Isur d'Oraita. And that was basically, that's the majority of the Poskim also held that all this we are dealing with Isur d'Rabbanan. So the Nafkamina is going to be, if we are dealing with Isur d'Rabbanan, Isur d'Oraita, what's better to be Isur d'Rabbanan, then even though there is Isur, there is Chumrah over here that you can eat before Tefillah, but sometime if it's Isur d'Rabbanan, we can bring Kulot, we can make Tzufim, and to find a way to get over this halacha and to let in certain cases for a person to eat or to drink. If he's a sudoraita, so there's no really much space to play with and to bring kulot to the doraita, and like we know, safek doraita lechuma, we're not mikel so fast on isur doraita. So after we're saying that really is isur de rabbanan, that's with some seems like most of the rishonim and also that achronim, that's the achronim bring it down. That is only isur de rabbanan. The bet yosef also and siman petet. He says it's only isur de rabbanan. He says in Svara Pshuta that the only isur is the rabbanan. So now let's go to achila. When we're saying that the Gemara says isur achila, so we know sometime before we're doing mitzvot, the Chazal give us a rights. You're right. We're not going to give you a rights to eat a full meal, but maybe just like taste something less than kazait. Or the fruit or something like that. Like for example, for Kiryat HaMegillah, before Kiryat HaMegillah, even though you're not allowed to eat and drink, even though you after the Ta'anit Esther, after the fast. But still, the Poskim says if the person has our time and he's not going to be able to focus, he's not going to be able to follow the Megillah, so then he could eat less than Kazait and Achilat Arai. Is not a issue. So, if that's this concept also going to be effect on this halacha, or maybe over here, even though it's the Rabbanan, well, we're not going to be so lenient with this achilat arai. So, the Nimukei Yosef and Brachot, over there in Daf Yud, he says that the only issue, Nirad, the only issue is achilat kazait. So the Chavot Yair and another chonim bring from this Nemukei Yosef that you see from him that he held that only chumrah, the only isur is only al kazait, but less than kazait, you're allowed to taste. Just teima be'alma is not a problem. But the chonim says that's true. The Nemukei Yosef say that, but is shita yichidah from the all other rishonim. All the Rishonim, when they bring this concept, this halakha, they says that Isur is Isur Teima. You're not allowed to taste. You're not allowed to be Tohem. Nothing before, not to eat, not to taste before. Like the Lashon HaRambam, the Rambam says, Shiyesh Isur Litom Kodem HaTfila. He says, Asur Lo Leadam Shiyitom Klum O Sheyasem Halakha Me'achar Sheyale Amud HaShachar. That's the Rambam in Perek Vav Halakha Dalet Milchot Tfila. So you see, for the Ramadan, it says litom klum is meaning not to taste anything. Even achilat arai, who cares? Achilat arai, achilat keva, it doesn't make a difference. Over here, the kpidah of Chazal is not to taste anything, and that's how the poskim really bring it down. Halacha olamaseh. And besides of the concept of the Kabbalah, the Zohar has a big. Isur to taste anything before, after Chatzot, and especially if you wake up from sleeping. So this is isur to taste and to drink. But besides of the Kabbalah prospect, is another issue of halachic problem. The Mishnah Berurah clearly says it brings from all the achronim, and that's how the Chacham Ovadia and Chazon Ovadia and Yibi HaOmer Chelek Dalet and the other poskim, Chelek Dalet Siman Yudalef, and the other poskim, all the poskim bring it down that the Isur is Isur Teima, and you can eat for sure nothing before Tefillat Shachit. So now the question is the second concept of drinking. If there is Isur to drink, is not heter to drink anything, not even water, or maybe water there is heter. Or what about to drink coffee or tea that we see that this look like the people is drinking coffee and tea before, and there is ter ilchati, the concept of the halacha, lay to drink it before, to drink coffee or tea before, or maybe that's not so clear from the halacha. The Raviyah And that's how the Bura and the Rosh and the Mordechi, those who bring this Shitat Raviyah, he says that the Sur drinking before Tefillah is to drink something that is midi de meshaker. Midi de meshaker meaning anything that has has shechut, has alcohol on it, and then you're gonna get drunk from it. This is already drinking that you show that you ego self. You're showing that I'm over here. Take care of my body first before I'm going to pray. And this is the issue. But if you drink, seems like from the Ravia, and that's what the Ravia says, that b'maim, if you drink water, water is no gava, is no any showing. You just drink water. Water is not any fancy drink that you're drinking. So then it's no issue to drink water. And the Bet Yosef bring the Agot Mamoniot. The Agot Mamoniot says, B'Shem Sefer HaMitzvot, that only if the person is very thirsty, so then, better for this guy that is going to drink water, instead of to be and suffer the whole entire tefillah. So better for him to drink water. So over here we're seeing that even if we have the ter of water, the water is not something that is gonna make the person drunk, and is not mashke chashuv. But still, the Agot Mamoniot says that this ter is only for if you're very thirsty and you can have tzar arbe, like the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch, tzame arbe u'mitzta'er belo shtiyat mayim. Then they give you the ter of drinking water, but if that's not the case, you're not really thirsty, and you don't think you can have a real tzar during tefillat shachrit. So then, there's no reason to let the person even to drink water. And the poskim also said that seems like from the Rambam, when the Rambam says that sula adam shitom klum, when the Rambam says klum, seems like even water you can drink, nothing. That's what the poskim wants to say from the Rambam, and that's the lesson of the Bet Yosef. And the Ochot Chaim says that's true. The Ravia let the person drink water, but it says Rabbeinu Peretz clearly says that it is sur to drink even water before Tefillat Shachrit. And also, the Aruchot Chaim himself finishing with the Lashon of the Rambam, and the Rambam says, "Ara'e ve'atzameh, im yecholim lechaven yikru v'yitpalelu, v'im lav, lo yikru v'yitpalelu ad sheyichlu v'yishtu." So even the Rambam, when the Rambam says that the person allowed to drink water is only, the Rambam says, if he's ra'ev v'atzameh, that you can concentrate during tefillah, then you're allowed to drink water before. But besides of that, if that's not the case, so we have Rabbeinu Peretz clearly issur to drink water, and the Rambam, the Diyuk, the Ochot Chaim, brings from the Rambam also that issur to drink water. But the Halacha Olamaseh, the Shulchan Aruch, is posek like the Ravia. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Peitet, Seif Yudbet, the Shulchan Aruch says like the Ravia, that the heter, that the person is not allowed to drink and eat before tefillah, but mikol makom mayim mutar lishtot kodem tefillah. If you just want to drink water, the Bet Yosef says, the Shulchan Aruch says, is not a problem, and you're allowed to drink water before tefillah. And that's only water. And also the same thing like the Bet Yosef bring from the Maria Buav. The Maria Buav says that the Isur is only from Gava, something that you show yourself, you take care of yourself before you going to ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give you everything that you need. So basically you're saying, you're showing that you not really need what you're going to ask before the tefillah. So that is any drink, like a chashuv drink, that you really gonna show it. But if you just drink water, it's not a problem. And the Radvaz says, the Advaz and Nada Achonim says that the ter is only to drink water, not even with the sugar. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah is posek l'alachah l'maaseh from the Achonim, that when the Shulchan Aruch says there is a ter to drink water, it's only water. No any sugar in it, nothing, just pure water to drink before tefillah if the person needs. And that's true, the Shulchan Aruch himself, and the next halachah, Shulchan Aruch over there saying that the Shulchan Aruch says, Siman Peitet, Sif Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch says that the person, if is Tzameh or Ra'ev, Areu Bichlal Achole, Shen Bechotam Shitpalelu, Imirzu, you can drink. So the question is, wait a minute. You, Shulchan Aruch, told me before, Alachah, Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says, it's not a problem to drink water. And what happened over here, the Shulchan Aruch, next Alachah, the Shulchan Aruch says, if the person is thirsty and is very hungry, so then the Shulchan Aruch says, Tzamen Raev, Bichlal Acholim. Bichlal Acholim, so we're going to give you to drink water. So the Ol Achonim, Bada, what do you mean? You just says the water is not a problem. So the Pri Megadim and the Pri Chadash and Mishnah Berurah bring it down also in the Biur Halacha, saying that really the Shulchan Aruch, when the Shulchan Aruch says before that it's not a problem to drink water, the Shulchan Aruch, that's his opinion, that is Shita, it's not a problem to drink water. But it's not a problem to drink water when the person is sick, is very thirsty, is very hungry, and is on a point that he needs to eat something before the drink. He's not going to be able to drink. So, okay, so I'm allowed to drink water, but I'm not going to be able to drink water on empty stomach. I need something to fill up my stomach before I'm going to drink. So over there, the Shulchan Aruch says, you tzameh and ra'ev, you're also thirsty and you're hungry, so then and achanam, you're allowed to drink and take something to eat before. That's the point. The main focus of the Shulchan Aruch and this Seif is to lay you also to eat something, to taste something for eating before you drink in water. That's what the Shulchan Aruch came l'alacha u'lemaaseh. The Ben Ish Chai and the Chesed L'Alafim and another Achonim, they saying the Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Yitro, Seif Yitcheh, the Ben Ish Chai says that there is ra'ui la'achmir shelo lishtot afilu maim. The Ben Ish Chai says is a Ra'ul Achmir, is very important the person should be Machmir himself to not to drink even water before tefillah. And the Chiddush says Amachmir shelo lishtot maim tava alav bracha. There is inyan, like we saw before, is not so clear from all the Rishonim that there is a ter to drink even water. But alacha lemaaseh, we have the Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to drink water. The Achronim says Ben Ish Chai, and other that says that there is makom and is ra'ui even to be machmir, not to drink even water before tefillah, unless you really need yeshuv adat, and without this water you're not going to have yeshuv adat during tefillah shachit, so then you can drink water, but that's only water. So now let's go to next question. The next question is, if you're allowed to drink tea or coffee. When the Shulchan Aruch says water, it's only pure water like we saw in the Lashonot of the Poskim. Or maybe that you can be mekel also for drinking tea or coffee. So first we're going to start with the tea. We're saying that it's not a ter to drink water like the Mishnah Berurah is posek, water with the sugar. So if you want to just put a tea and any flavor to the water, and hot water because you want to drink hot water with the tea, so the Poskim says, from the Lashon Ra'aviyah, when the Ra'aviyah says, La'atir ma'im because of what? Because if water is not going to get you drunk, it doesn't have alcohol into it, so it's not mashkeh chashuv. So then also tea, the Achronim wants to say that you're going to be allowed to drink tea. But the problem is, the Or Zeruah, when he brings the Ra'aviyah, he says, the Ra'aviyah says, that Asur lishtot yain dvash v'shechar. The Isur is not only to drink water, is not only to drink wine and dvash, also honey. There is Isur to drink honey. So that's what the Or Zeruah wants to say, that you see the Isur is not only something that is Meshaker, the Isur is also anything good, any good drink to drink before Tefillah. So that's why the Poskim wants to say that the only Eter will be only Eter for to drink a water so far. But the Be'er Etev brings from the Pri Chadash that he says that there is the person allowed to drink coffee before Tefillat Shachit. When the person needs coffee for to concentrate, to be able to concentrate and during Tefillah, so he's allowed to drink coffee. And he says that's why in Egypt, that the people in Egypt couldn't concentrate in the morning without the drinking the coffee. So he says, and that's why it's heter to drink coffee before. But he says, aval kafei im sukar, or any other minetar gima, this is isur. It's only kafe, pure Turkish coffee or any other coffee, no sugar add and no milk add so far. And that's how the Chida also, the same thing the Chida says, that even though the Chida already said that there is an yan, also the machmir should not to drink even water, is tavo ala bracha, but the Chida says, and BKSF Sif Katan Bet over there, Siman Kuf Siman Peitet, that there is a ter to drink coffee for a person again, for to be able to concentrate, and before in Tefillat Shachit, but also he says that the only heter is to drink coffee without the sugar. But the rest of the Achonim wants to say that not only drinking coffee alone, also drinking coffee with the sugar. And they bring in the Ikare Adat. The Ikare Adat, Rabbi Daniel Mitrani, so he says that is allowed, the person allowed to drink coffee with the sugar, because without the sugar, coffee alone, it doesn't have a good taste. The person not gonna be, that's not drink. You can't drink coffee all of a sudden in the morning without sugar, and every day and during the day you're drinking coffee only with the sugar, so you got used to drink coffee with the sugar. On the morning to drink coffee without the sugar, that's not going to be drink for you. And he says that's not called mashke, that's not called shtiyah, without the sugar. And he says more than that. He says that the doctor says that there is an inyan to put sugar inside the coffee to take off the sour of the coffee with the sugar. And he says that even the Radvaz says that the person not allowed to drink water with the sugar, only pure water, not even with the sugar. Over here, when we come to the coffee, that you can drink coffee, it's not derech to drink coffee without the sugar, so even the Radvaz is going to be matir. He says, to drink water without the sugar is a normal way. So then, don't drink water with the sugar. You want to drink water without the sugar. But coffee, I can't drink coffee without the sugar. So this is the regular, this is the derech hamashke. That's this mashke, the way the mashke came. And also the Maharsham, and that Torah, it says the same thing, that the people today, they're drinking coffee with the sugar. So, and they're not feeling any chashivut so much to this mashke. The reason why they take it is because they need to concentrate, they clear their mind, and not really to sit and relax, and they have a good drink, and they have good before you go into the pray tefillat shachit. So that's why he says that it's no issur to drink coffee with the sugar. And the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah and Seif Katan Chafalev, the Mishnah Berurah says that shtiyat tea or coffee, and coffee is allowed to drink before Tefillat Shachit, because if the person need to concentrate in his mind, not just want a coffee to relax in the morning and to drink before the evening, really need for the concentrate. The Mishnah Berurah says that without this, you can't concentrate. So, okay, the Mishnah Berurah says the person allowed to drink tea and coffee before. But the Mishnah Berurah says this heter is only to drink coffee and tea without the sugar and without the milk. Halacha. Halacha prospects that the heter is only without the sugar and the milk. And it says, the Mishnah Berurah says, Da'olam no'agim l'shtotoim sukkah. The minag ha'olam is to drink coffee with the sugar and tea with the sugar. But milk, it doesn't give any heter, not from the minag ha'olam, and not for, of course, not for the halacha. So now, let's see if there is any sauce and any makor to be mekel also to drink the coffee with the milk. Chacham Ovadia and Shuti Be'omer Chelek Daled, Siman Yud Bet, over there, at the end of the Siman, Ot Yud Gimel and Yud Daled, over there, he brings the Divrei Zohar. The Zohar says that the reason why the person is not allowed to drink before Tfilat Shachit is because this is Lashon de Zohar. That Kodem, that whatever the Lashon de Zohar, the Zohar says that the Isur is because when you're drinking before Tfilah, you marbe u'mechazek koach adam. The blood getting strong, and you basically take care of your body before you drinking. So, if that's the case, this is the Lashon of the Zohar, so the Chacham Ovadia says, so we see from the Zohar, there is a suit to drink coffee with the milk, because milk giving you good for the blood and is mechazek the person, and so that's why the Chacham Ovadia came to Maskana, and he says that even though you can be mesomech on the achronim that allowed to put also milk inside the drink, because today the people got used to drink the coffee with the sugar and with the milk, a little bit of milk you can put inside also the coffee. But Chacham Ovadia says yere shamayim yechush leatzmo ledivrei hazohar, and not to drink coffee with the milk. And he says unless is adam chalash as a kuk lekach, unless you're a very weak person and you really need it, so then he says you could be relies on this achronim that he says there is a ter to put water to put milk inside, but instead of that he's not really, the size of that is not really a ter for a person to drink coffee with the milk before Tfilat Shachit. And also the Shlomo Zalman Neubach said the same thing, that if the person really feel that he need before Tfilat Shachit, he could drink with the milk. And also the Rav Eliyashiv says even more than that, he says that Nagula Akel Beshtiat Kafe, even with the milk. But again, like we mentioned, Chacham Ovadia is not so lenient on this, and also all the Tzion, B'Shem Chacham Tzion, also over there, this says straight. It says tea or cafe below sukkar. You can drink, and you can drink coffee and tea without the sugar, because this is like water, and it's not a problem to drink water. But to put sugar inside, it says not to put sugar. Yesh limana, no, don't do it. And he says that's for the sugar. And he says ve'en liten chalav b'kafe klal. And he says you can't put any milk inside the coffee. So we see that we came lamaskana l'alcha l'maaseh from here. You see the poskim says water, the Shulchan Aruch posek is allowed. We saw the Ben Ish Chai says even water ra'u l'achmir, and also the chidat tavua l'abracha to be machmir on water to drink. But water, the Shulchan Aruch says allowed. And coffee and tea, without the sugar and without the milk, this is also the poskim says that's really seems like is the same thing like water, and it's not a problem for a person to need to concentrate and need it for tefillat shachit. And if the person so got used to drink the water, the coffee and the tea with the sugar, so also the poskim says you can put sugar inside the tea, inside the coffee. Chametzion is more machmir on this, but Besides of this, the Mishnah Berurah saying that this is Minag HaOlam, that they're putting sugar inside the tea, and from here we're gonna know that the only heter is because a clause this mashke going to be like a water, because the only heter the Shulchan Aruch give us is water. So for sure we can't drink any other mashkim, any apple juice, grape juice. Grape juice is a problem with the wine, but orange juice and other all this coke and other mashkim before tefillat shachit, for sure is no heter to drink before tefillat shachit. And which is nogea to put a milk inside the coffee. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman and Rav Eliyosha seems like they're more lenient with this drinking coffee with the milk, because this is already the tzurat ha-mashke, the way the mashke today, they're drinking coffee with the milk. Chacham Avadia is more machmir on this, and he says only if you're really weak and you need it for tefillat shachit, so then you could realize on this poskim and put even milk inside. But Yireshamayim is not kedai. Yireshamayim, don't do it. If the person is Yireshamayim, is not going to do it. And Chacham Etzion and is not lenient at all. He doesn't give any heter for putting milk inside the coffee.